Melberg at the bottom of the hour as we try and wind down our busy weeks with a little bit of humor, because the Lord knows in this world today we need to laugh, and thankfully we're still in a country where we can laugh and poke fun at our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
This Mondays and Fridays we get with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka from 7:30 to 8, and on Fridays at 8:30 we end your busy week with the greatest humorist and satirist when it comes to political humor in the world. He is Bill Melberg, our friend in Chicago. Bill, good morning.
Good holiday morning, Stevie. Good holiday morning, Diane.
Hello.
And I wish a happy national holiday to all of our Connect FM listeners this morning. Of course, you know what holiday this is today, don't you?
Well, Bill, this is the 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. But the holiday is being celebrated on Monday, my friend, not today. Today's July the 1st.
Exactly, Stevie. And July the 1st is Canada Day.
Oh.
The day our neighbors to the north celebrate their becoming an independent dominion 144 years ago on July 1st, 1867. So before we begin our Connect FM 4th of July special, let's start today's program with a salute to our friends in Canada. Because, as you know, I'm an honorary staff sergeant in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
That's right. In fact, I've seen the picture of you wearing your Mountie uniform. It's on your website. Folks, you can see, Bill, it is Mountie uniform at aneveningwiththepresidents.com, aneveningwiththepresidents.com. So how are we going to salute our friends in Canada?
Well, Stevie and Diane, Prince William and his new bride, Kate, just arrived in Ottawa, the Canadian capital, to help celebrate Canada Day with their first royal visit since their wedding. But we're going to mark the occasion with a musical tribute, music, and a short list of Canadian icons that you're sure to recognize.
All right, then. Here's our salute to Canada, eh?
Yes, Canada, the home of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, known worldwide as the Mounties. Canada, the home of Niagara Falls, CN Tower, the Canadian Rockies, the Stanley Cup, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Ottawa Senators, the Montreal Canadiens, and the Vancouver Canucks. Canada, the home of Labatt Blue, Molson's Golden, Canadian Club, and once upon a time, Canada Dry. Canada, home to moose and elk, geese and ducks, bears and beavers, maple syrup and Canadian bacon. Canada, birthplace of Wayne Gretzky, Jim Carrey, Justin Bieber, and Alan Thicke. Canada, where summers are short and winters are cold. Canada, the second largest country in the world. Canada, which kept the monarchy and the queen. Canada, where two official languages are spoken, Swedish and Japanese. English and French. Canada, where Z is pronounced Zed. Canada, the best darn neighbor spelled with a U in the world. And there is our tribute to Canada Day.
Congratulations, Canada. Well, Bill, let's switch gears to our own national holiday. What are we doing this morning for our 4th of July?
Well, Stevie, as you'll recall, last week we ventured forth into the 23rd century with Connect FM Star Trek.
Yes.
But today we're going back in time to the 18th century, where I think we're about to meet four of America's founders.
Yes, in fact, joining me now are four of the most famous men in American history, including our first three presidents. Good morning, President George Washington.
Hattie, Stevie. Good to be here.
Greetings, President John Adams.
Nice to be with you, Stevie. And don't forget to mention my son, the president, John Quincy Adams, or as his friends call him, Q.
Yes, he was president number six. But let's meet our next guest, president number three, Thomas Jefferson.
Hi, Stevie. Hi, Diane. Great to be with you.
And finally, let's welcome another great American, Benjamin Franklin.
Good morning, Stevie. It is an honor to appear on your program in the 21st century, and I am fascinated by this invention that you call radio. I suppose it works using my invention, electricity.
Yes, it does, Dr. Franklin. And we'll come back to you in a moment. But first, I want to turn to the man who was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. I refer, of course, to George Washington. And, sir, would you prefer that I call you General Washington or Mr. President?
Well, Stevie, most of my friends like to call me George W. But maybe you'd feel more comfortable just calling me Mr. President or President Washington. Just don't call me Your Highness, as some people wanted to do until I told them to just call me Mr. President.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Yeah. And I can't help but think that your voice sounds familiar. In fact, all of your voices sound very familiar. But President Washington, following up on that comment you just made, is it true that you turned down an offer to be named King of the United States?
No, Stevie, that's really a myth, although the Senate did say that I ought to be called Your Highness until I told them otherwise. In any case, we just got rid of one King George, and I didn't think we needed another one.
President Jefferson, you actually wrote the Declaration of Independence. What kind of day was July 4th, 1776?
Well, Stevie, it was a Thursday. And as you might know, I was a keen weather observer, and I brought a thermometer with me to Philadelphia that day, so I can tell you that the temperature at 6 a.m. was 68 degrees. Diane will like this little weather forecast. It was 72 degrees at 9 a.m., and it was 76 degrees at 1 p.m. Day started out sunny, got cloudy in the afternoon. All in all, not a bad day to sign a Declaration of Independence.
Dr. Franklin, do you want to add something?
Yes, Stevie. As you might know, I was interested in meteorology, too. That's weather. I like to conduct my experiments with electricity during stormy weather. I also noticed that on a very hot day, a person would stay cooler if he wore wet clothes. It has something to do with evaporation. And I predict that someday people will be able to cool their homes and offices with a device that I might call an air conditioner.
Actually, we have air conditioners in the 21st century, sir.
Really? Well, I hope I got some credit for them. It would sure beat walking around in wet clothes during the summertime just to keep cool.
Dr. Franklin, I can't help but think you sound an awful lot like Henry Kissinger. Even your accent sounds like Dr. Kissinger.
Who is Henry Kissinger?
Sir, he's a diplomat who served as Secretary of State under Presidents Nixon and Ford.
Well, there you have it. Diplomats all speak the same language, Stevie. French. And I spent some time in Paris, you know.
Yes, I know. In fact, so did Dr. Kissinger, and so did John Adams, if I'm not mistaken. President Adams, you were one of two presidents to sign the Declaration of Independence. Do you recall who the other one was?
Yes, I do, Stevie. Thomas Jefferson, sitting next to me here. Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration. Of course, George Washington was with his troops in New York at the time, but he certainly supported the Declaration and its call for our independence.
Oh, President Jefferson, what do you think was the most important line in the Declaration of Independence?
Well, Stevie, I'd hate to single out any one line. I mean, all men are created equal. That was a big one. But I think this line actually justified the revolution. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it.
Benjamin Franklin, did you want to add something?
Stevie, I thought the entire declaration was brilliant. Fortunately, John Adams and I were on the committee that helped to draft the wording. So even though Tom wrote it, he had a lot of help from yours truly. Moreover, during a break in that session of the Continental Congress on July the 4th, 1776, I paid for the drinks at a local tavern just down the street. Unfortunately, I never get credit for that contribution, nor was I reimbursed by the Congress.
Well, it was a remarkable document that was signed at Independence Hall in Philadelphia on July the 4th of 1776. It was also rather ironic that 50 years later, in fact, 50 years to the day, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both went to their maker on the very same day.
Stevie, what do you mean, went to their maker?
I mean, you both died July 4th, 1826.
Stevie, that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I sure wish you hadn't told us. But did we really die on the same day?
Well, I'm sorry to say that you did. In fact, President Adams, your last words were, and I quote, "Thomas Jefferson still survives." And you had no way of knowing that President Jefferson had actually died earlier that same morning.
Wow, that is some kind of wild coincidence. Not that I'm looking forward to it actually happening. But is there anything else you can tell us about the future, Stevie?
Well, President Washington and President Jefferson each had their heads carved into a big mountain in South Dakota called Mount Rushmore.
What about me?
I'm sorry to say your head wasn't one of them, President Adams. But they do have presidents Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt.
Never heard of them.
I can also tell you that 235 years later, the country that you gentlemen founded is still going strong. And we thank you not only for being with us this morning, extraordinary, but also for giving us a nation built on a firm foundation of liberty and freedom and justice for all. And we the people thank you as well for pledging your lives, your fortunes, and your sacred honor to founding the United States of America. We'll be back in just a moment with a 4th of July tribute to the Stars and Stripes right after these important messages.
Coach Mike Ditka joins Stevie J every Monday and Friday morning, 7:30 to 8. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
All right, we are back with political satirist and honorary Mountie Bill Melberg. And Bill, I think we have a special Stars and Stripes closing for this morning's 4th of July program. Is that right?
That's right, Stevie. Hey?
Hey?
That's my little Canada Day comment there. As you know, I like to impersonate Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
But this morning I thought we'd listen to the real McCoy, and I think you're going to enjoy this poem that Johnny Cash wrote and recorded back in 1974 about the Stars and Stripes. Here it is.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, Packenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Wow. If that doesn't put a lump in your throat, nothing will.
Oh,
man.
I know.
I like the line, she's in good shape for the shape she's in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much describes our country, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash, he was at the Assembly Hall.
Yeah.
And he was with Waylon Jennings and Brooke Shields.
Okay.
It was the first time Brooke Shields ever sang on stage, and I was backstage, and Bill, it was Brooke Shields, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, and me.
Wow.
And they brought a cake into Johnny. I think it was his 75th birthday.
Huh.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I don't think he lived much longer after that. I when did he die? I guess he lived, I don't know how old he was, but I remember.
Around 80, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as Bob Hope said about that time at the Assembly Hall, how about that Brooke Shields?
Well, and of course, June Carter Cash saved his life, right? I mean,
yeah.
I like the, what was the Walk the Line? Was that the movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Walk the line. Keep the clothes on.
Yeah, that's right. Well, in any event, this is a great weekend. And you know what, Bill? We're in this great country, flaws and all. But you know what? We can still poke fun at our leaders as you do so amazingly well every week.
And where else are you going to talk but George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin?
Exactly. Unbelievable. Well, Bill, my friend, thank you so much. Have a great holiday and great 4th of July. God bless America. And we'll call you next Friday, buddy.
Okie doke. Bye-bye.
You can learn about Bill Melberg at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. You can see him in his Mountie uniform, too. Also at myconnectfm.com, we still have an episode we ran just a while ago about the debate with some very funny political humor in there as well. That's at myconnectfm.com. Also, of course, aneveningwiththepresidents.com for Bill Melberg. All right, we're back on Monday. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, will be on.
That's right.
On our 4th of July. Diane, thanks for your time.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Talk to you Monday morning, and have a great, safe weekend.